President Obama had planned to address the nation to make the case for a U.S. military strike on Syria. Events may have overtaken him. Today, Syrian President Bashar Assad's government accepted a Russian plan to turn over its chemical weapons stockpile. France is pitching the U.N. security resolution to verify the disarmament. President Obama threw his support behind that resolution. And also earlier today, and this could be very significant, Syria announced it would declare its chemical weapons, present an inventory, and also abide by international laws banning their use. We're joined by Washington 7th District Congressman Jim McDermott. About 1,000 people showed up at a university district church on Sunday night to tell the congressman their thoughts about the use of force against Syria. Jim McDermott, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
What do you think about the Russian plan to have Syria turn over chemical weapons?
Well, I'm really pleased. Any way to avoid a confrontation that was going to lead to an airstrike, it seems to me, is in the best interest of everyone involved. And I really think it's really hopeful. I mean, I wasn't real hopeful when I was up in front of that crowd on Sunday night that we would be able to get by without something. And, you know, now we've had a tremendous change in the sea. It's like the tide suddenly came in yesterday.
Would you trust the Syrians to allow the kind of intense inspections necessary to ensure that they indeed have turned over their chemical weapons?
Well, I think the president's right in saying, you know, trust but verify. I think that there is clearly... in anything like this, he has a right to be suspicious and be, you know, worried about what they're actually up to. But I don't see any reason not to trust them. I mean, or at least to set it up in a way so that they can be trusted.
You heard from a lot of people on Sunday night saying that they were extremely concerned and suspicious about U.S. military action. There's been a lot of U.S. military action over the past decade. Many people are tired of it. Do the events of today push back the idea that the U.S. might take some kind of military action?
I think very much so. I don't. I think that there's some question about what the president is going to say tonight in terms of what he wants. But I'm doubtful whether we'll get military action out of this.
What do you think the president should say this evening? His planned speech, we've heard from the administration all week long. His spokespeople were out there talking on the Sunday talk shows, talking about the case to be made against military action. How do you think the president needs to modify what he was going to say in the light of the events of today?
You mean he was asked going to speak about the case for military action?
Right. Does he have to modify that because of what we've been hearing today?
I think so. I think it would be not a step forward if he were to come and say, I still want to have the power to go and do this. I don't think that the Congress is going to give him that, and I think we ought to let things develop. The problem here, Ross, always has been that we want to go too fast, and in fact, meeting the 24/7 news cycle is not the answer here. The answer is the Soviets have put something on the, or the Russians have put something on the table. The Syrians have agreed to it. The French have agreed to try and sort of broker the deal. And I believe that we should let that evolve. We should not push with some kind of military threat at this point. I don't think that adds anything to it.
You know, this whole debate on Syria and the coming debate in the Senate and possibly in the House seemed to suck all the air out of what was going on in the other Washington in terms of the other very important things that need to be dealt with, the debt crisis, the longstanding issue of immigration reform that didn't seem to be dealt with. Just yesterday on the program, we were asking, why can't Congress do more than one thing at once? Does this take Syria off the table, or is it too soon to say? Could this give the air and breathing room for some of these other important issues the nation is facing to move forward toward a resolution in Congress?
Well, I think what you're hearing is that it is going to take it off the table. Mr. Boehner has said he's not going to call for a vote. You've got the Senate pulling back on their time schedule, and I think we'll get on to some other things here now. I'm optimistic and hopeful.
Great. So you'll probably have the debt crisis and immigration reform wrapped up by mid-October?
nothing we have on our plate right now is easy, and I think it's going to be I knew these three weeks are going to be terrible weeks up to the 1st of October, but I'm believing that it's going to get done, and I think we're going to get on with Obamacare. We're going to get the enrollment started by the 1st of October, and I think we're going to get through it. It's just going to be messy.
Hey, Jim McDermott, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Sure thing.
Washington's 7th District Congressman, Jim McDermott. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.